ready to head back in time. We're about to take a trip to Christian music's past for the next 2 hours, and it's brought to you by the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Well, I'm Shawn Michaels, and this week, Sheila Walsh tells us what Christian music is like in the UK, David Huff of David and the Giants reveals details about his childhood, and Jeff Moore looks back at the 1996 Summer Olympics. And of course, we've got your classic request by phone or text at 262-3-REWIND. Well, hey, to start things off this week, here's Cademan's Call, covering a Rich Mullins classic, recorded the same year that Rich would tragically pass away, 1997. Here's Hope to Carry on Christian Music Rewind.
I can see Jesus hanging on the cross. I can see Jesus hanging on the cross. Well, I can see Jesus hanging on the cross. He came a looking for the lost, and love has come. Love has come. Love has come. And it's given me hope to carry on. Well, I can hear Jesus.
Rewind with another classic request from 262-3 Rewind.
Yeah, can I hear Rebecca St. James, Wait For Me? See, I don't know what God's plan is, but that song reminds me to just keep waiting.
Christian Music Rewind.
Did you know that I had a dream about you, waiting for the look in your eyes when we meet for the first time? And darling, did you know that I pray about you, praying that you will hold on, keep your loving eyes only for me, 'cause I am waiting for you, darling. Wait for me.
Classics live on here at Christian Music Rewind. I'm Sean Michaels, and Sheila Walsh was probably the most well-known Christian artist from the UK in the 80s. And as she tells us here, things were very different for Christian music compared to the US.
There was two huge differences. First, in the US, most of the music came from the church upward, unless you looked at people like Larry Norman and those who kind of brought in the whole Jesus movement that was far more from the West Coast. And the other big difference in the UK is that there was no Christian music business to base your music on, so it was simply the music we grew up with. And also the other huge difference was that you could really make a career of that in America, whereas no British Christian music artist made a career of it. They all had to have a separate job, and then they did Christian music on the weekends. I mean, nobody could have made a living at it. It was simply a passion. So we all had jobs, and then on weekends we would do what was our passion.
Sheila Walsh really became a household name in 1987 when she was selected as the co-host of the 700 Club with Pat Robertson on TV. Well, here's Sheila on how that unexpected job came about.
Well, the funny thing was I got my invitation to come and be part of the 700 Club because I was spotted by someone on the production team at a Billy Graham crusade in Canada. And obviously when I was working with Dr. Graham, then, you know, I dressed slightly differently, toned myself down a bit. And someone took that tape to Pat Robertson and said, "What do you think of this girl?" And so I was invited in for 3 days. And I remember when I actually got the job, I thought it was so hilarious. I got a sympathy card from Steve Taylor. I mean, it was like I had just died and gone to my own funeral. He considered that I was now musically dead. Yeah. But he meant it funny, you know, it's hilarious. But yeah, it was a very difficult transition because deciding to make an album after that, I had to be suddenly aware of the fact that not only would it be people who had perhaps followed my music through the years, but there's this huge new audience of people who were very much more middle America and many of them middle-aged. And so it really affected the kind of music I could record.
Here's one of Sheila Walsh's biggest hits from 1986. It's Christian on Christian Music Rewind.
Christian Music Rewind, 1992.
Christian Music Rewind with White Heart. That's Once and For All on this time travel trip to Christian music's past. And I'm Shawn Michaels with this week's Mystery Sound Quiz. Hey, listen up close now and see if you can identify this classic TV show.
Oh, Rach, we're running low on resumes over here.
Do you really want a job with Popular Mechanics?
Well, if you're going to work for mechanics, those are the ones to work for.
That's this week's Mystery Sound Quiz, and I'll have the answer to that classic TV show later on. Christian Music Rewind is brought to you by NewReleaseToday.com, the largest Christian music site online. Christian music.